Good morning at the Health District.
Good morning. Hi.
Hi, Erin.
Oh, there wouldn't be probably too many people in the room, so I could move to the table.
Oh, yeah.
I just didn't want to presume that that would be okay.
Nobody owns the space here, so.
Okay. I wasn't sure.
I need my pen.
How are you today?
Can I go ahead and unmute you guys?
Oh, right. He was talking to us, I was like talking back, and he's not listening, and so I was like, okay.
You just hit it right here to unmute.
Okay, just like we would on a computer.
Uh-huh, so you're unmuted, yeah.
Good morning. I was responding to you, but I was on mute, so I apologize.
Morning.
Morning.
Hey, Doctor, again.
Hi.
Who all do we have with us? And it looks like we're about ready to start, or are we still waiting on some folks?
We're still waiting.
The finance committee, Annette is there. And
I'm here.
I said it looks like right now you are the only person from that committee.
Oh, wow. that's unfortunate.
The volume is lower.
Councilman Black, this is Andrea. I know Father Raphael, he did reach out to me. He said he'll be attending the meeting a little bit late.
Okay.
But I'm confirming with the other members. Lucille Scott, I'm still confirming with, and also Scott Garrett is supposed to be on the line.
Okay. Really quick, before we get started, I just wanted to let you know, Andrea and Dr. Legend, that on Thursday, I will be at the Board of Health meeting, but for the 2:00 Community Health Center board meeting, I am not available. I'm actually leaving town right after the Health District Board meeting, so I've asked the Vice Chair, Councilman Knudsen, to run the meeting on Thursday at 2:00, and he's willing to do that, and I just want to make sure that that's okay with you folks.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
In the event, I will be driving to Idaho to visit my daughter, but in the event that you're running short on quorum, I would be happy to call in, but I wouldn't feel comfortable running a meeting remotely. I mean, I could pull over. I don't have to be driving, but it just would be a lot more, I think, professional to have Brian be in charge of the meeting.
Absolutely.
So I'll plan on not attending unless, you know, Dr. Legend or Andrea, you text me and say, hey, we need your participation to make quorum, then I'll make arrangements to participate in that way.
Okay.
Will do. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
So how many hours driving from here to Idaho?
So it's about a 10-hour drive to go to where my daughter lives. She lives in southeastern Idaho, which is about 3.5 hours north of Salt Lake City off of the I-15. So you go to Salt Lake City, which is about 6.5 hours, and then Rexburg, Idaho is another 3.5 hours. But we're going to Salt Lake City because that's where my wife's mother lives, and we're going to visit with her and stay overnight in Salt Lake City and then go the rest of the way. We're lightweights. We don't want to drive the whole 10 hours. So we stop at mother-in-law's house for the overnight and then go the rest of the way on Friday.
Oh, wow. That's our computer?
Yeah, Idaho, the area where she lives, she's about 2 hours from Yellowstone and about an hour and a half from the Grand Tetons or the Teton National Park. It's beautiful. A lot of nice areas. A lot of beautiful rivers. Nice mountains. It's going to be a nice change of scenery for a few days.
Yeah, it should be a nice drive. Oh wow.
Yeah, it'll be cool. And I haven't seen my daughter since Christmas, so I'm excited to see her.
That's great. Okay. We're still missing everybody.
We will hear a report. What's the interim CFO's name? I forgot. Karen?
Karen, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. And Karen will be presenting the report to us.
Right. Yes.
Okay. Okay, perfect. Do these committee meetings also factor into our HRSA compliance, or is it just a monthly board meeting?
It's technically go ahead.
To a certain extent, I think all the committee meetings, having the committee meeting factor in at some point.
Okay.
I think because we have, we haven't been in existence of an FQ that long, a small startup period is acceptable. But I think if we didn't have meetings, that would count significantly against us.
Got it. Okay. So in the event that this meeting doesn't achieve a quorum, then that doesn't put us in any jeopardy at this juncture, other than it's important to have these meetings to prepare for the full board meeting, which we will have on Thursday. Okay. I just wanted to see how these meetings, I know they're important. I just wondered from a compliance standpoint. Right.
It could be problematic if we continue to not be able to make quorum.
Understood. Yeah, and that makes sense.
Andrea, have we heard from Scott Garrett?
No. She's emailing and calling then.
Okay.
I'm muted, so I just popped in here. He had a question about the committee meetings and those pieces. If we do not reach a quorum, and I think Annette kind of explained that to him, it's the full board meeting minutes that they will go to see that the financials were permitted or any of the committee work is there. So,
we'll be okay.
Yeah. As long as they're happening.
Exactly.
That's
the whole thing.
Right. As long as it's happening.
And if we don't get anybody else, I'll just go through the whole thing with the board meeting. And so that makes sure that they get it all. Not that there's that much more. So.
But you were with Father Rafael a few minutes ago, right?
I didn't see him while I was at the church.
Oh, okay.
But he is supposed to be on the call.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lourdes and I were looking at staff stuff over there real quick, but I didn't even go inside the church, like the building itself, and he's usually in there.
So you said yesterday that we had to step down from those outreach?
So the emergency scopes fall out on June 30th.
Oh, really?
Yes.
There is no extension or anything like that?
I haven't reached out to Samara and asked her about an extension. The problem that we have internally with it is that since we are, since the clinic has gotten back busy, trying to compete.
Gotcha.
With both of them is kind of taxing. Just from a staff perspective, because we don't have the manpower to do all three. But we can look at something if we want to continue it.
Well, maybe
we can
offer,
definitely have that conversation.
Or offer the, like, you know, once a week outreach kind of service.
We can look
just
at
just to keep the food in there.
I think that it's been a great partnership.
Yeah, that's right.
It's been, it's been more kind of, I guess, fruitful than anticipated.
Mm-hmm.
Patients and community members do use the site, and it's always crowded there.
Oh, so there you go.
Yeah. And so, I mean, again, it's a safe place in the neighborhood for people
mm-hmm.
to come to get services. So.
So if no one else comes on online in the next 5 minutes, would we just proceed with receiving the report from Karen, and I would listen to it, and then call that sufficient for today, or is that what we would do?
We could do that, and then because there's not going to be anything to vote on, no action can be taken, but you can still receive information.
Okay, and then I can relay that to just to document at the full board meeting on the record that. The presentation, the meeting was posted. We did reach quorum, but I did receive as a committee member the report, and I can recommend to the board to accept the report on Thursday. Okay.
Chairman Black, I believe we have Ms. Lucille Scott on the line.
Okay.
Ms. Scott, can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you. Thank you.
So she's on the line for sure. I called twice and emailed Scott Garrett. He hasn't responded, so I haven't heard anything from him. But I do know that Father Raphael, he said he'll be attending later.
Okay. So we'll wait about two more minutes, and we'll go ahead and get started.
And I spoke with Scott Garrett yesterday during his agenda review, and he said that he was planning to attend today. So I'm not sure.
Yeah, I know. He's very enthusiastic.
Something must have come up, I'm sure.
Well, can we call the health stations of the church that way? Can we help?
Yeah,
let me
grab
my phone.
Oh.
I can sit closer and do that if we need to.
Let me see. Oh, God, I hate this. I don't know what it is.
Oh, it stopped working.
I can't take this.
I can see it works from anywhere, right?
Should.
All right. Well, why don't we go ahead and get started then? Hi, Ms. Scott. How are you today?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll go ahead and get started.
Okay.
Call to order the meeting of the Southern Nevada Community Health Center Finance and Audit Committee on June 23rd at 11 a.m. This is a public meeting. It's been posted, and
We have access for individuals to call in or log in via WebEx. We'll go ahead and take the attendance right now. I'll turn that over to Andrea. Sorry, Andrea.
However, I have Scott Black.
Yes.
Do I have Scott Garrett? I don't see one. Okay. Father Raphael. Ms. Lucille Scott.
Present.
So we do have two board members. We do not have quorum, unfortunately.
Okay, well, that's okay. We'll go ahead and proceed, and perhaps Father Raphael will join us. So we'll go to item number three on the agenda, first public comment. Are there any individuals that are in the queue that would like to speak during this public comment, or anyone has sent in a written message to be relayed to the committee?
No, we do not have any.
Okay, we'll close the public comment and go to item number four, which is the adoption of the June 23rd agenda. Ms. Bradley, since there are only two of us, do we still vote on it, or do we just acknowledge?
No voting.
Okay.
That will have to be approved at the next committee meeting.
Gotcha. Okay, so then if that's the case, we'll go ahead and move on to number five on the agenda. And the first one is approving the minutes of the last meeting, which we won't do. But what we will do is go to item number two, review and discuss the financial report.
Correct.
And so at this time, we'll turn it over to staff to share the finance report with us.
Okay, good morning, everyone. My name is Karen White, and I am the acting CFO. I hope everybody has the packet of information that was provided. If not, just a little conversation about current projects. We're still working on FQHC reporting. You'll notice that today's financial snapshot that there is a few more lines of detail. And we'll continue to work on making more financial information available. We're still working on some billing processes and some air reading mediation. That's just kind of an ongoing process. ECW implementation, we have one clinic that's not currently up and running, but the other clinics are. Sliding fee scale, do you want to talk about that?
Oh, yeah. So for the sliding fee scale, if the committee members remember that the Board of Health and also the CHC board did approve the fee schedule back in February and April of this year. We did do a reassessment of the sliding fee, and we changed it from to a percentage base that is actually more in line with our patient population. To help them with their share of cost. And so we are looking to implement that. Since we were a little bit late due to COVID, it will go in effect the new year, which will begin July 1.
So that's a modification that would bring more benefit to our client base.
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, the fiscal year 2021 budget has been approved. We're in the midst of working on our fiscal year and audit. The year end is June 30th. So we are working with setting dates with the auditors to be on site and going through documentation to prepare for the audit. If we look at the financial information that has been prepared, as you can see when you review it, we still have the general fund, but I've also added a line for grants so that we can kind of differentiate between how expenses are being paid. If you look at the first column, you see fiscal year 2020 adopted. The adjustment column, that is the additional grants that we received primarily due to COVID since the budget was approved. So then we have the fiscal year current budget of $6,100,096. I believe at the last meeting we talked about being able to get a little bit more detail so that you could see how money was being spent and what the funding source was. So our year-to-date budget is $5,591,755. The year-to-date actual spent is $3,784,303. With a variance of about $1.8 million. And a lot of that is there's been some staffing vacancies, and so we haven't spent all the money. The grant is a reimbursement fund, so until we spend the money, we don't take the grant down. We don't draw down any money for the grant. We look at expenses. Again, I've added, before we just had one line for expenses last month. This month, I've added salaries, the taxes and fringe benefits, and then other expenses so that you get a little bit better breakdown of again, how the money is being spent. We still have the same situation where we have the adopted budget, the adjustments, which adds to the total current budget. And then the next column, year-to-date, that's the year-to-date percentage of where we are with the budget. So as you can see, we have spent just over $5 million. There's $5 million in the year-to-date budget, and we've spent about $3.9 million for a variance of $1 million. And again, that is due to vacant positions, and everything's been moved to COVID, so everything has changed a little bit. And then the benefit line, we're also under for that as well, which makes sense. If your salaries are lower, then your benefits should be as well. We look at other expenses. The year-to-date budget is just over $8 million. The year-to-date actual is about $12 million with a variance of $3.5 million. And this is due primarily to pharmacy. So if you looked on the first line under general fund, we have a positive variance, or we have more year-to-date actual than budget, and the same on the expense side, and both sides are pharmacy related. So does that make sense? Pharmacy has done more scripts, so the revenue has gone up, but the expense has gone up as well because we had to pay for the actual drugs that were dispensed.
Got it. You have to fulfill the prescriptions. So
exactly.
Got it.
But as you can see, there's a bigger variance. We get more money in than we paid out, so that's good. That means we're doing it the right way.
Got it.
And total expenses, year-to-date budget is just over $15 million. Year-to-date actual is just over $17 million, again with a variance of 1.9 for the reasons that we've already talked about. Then net cash position, or net position, excuse me, not cash. Our year-to-date budget is just over $4 million. Our actual is about $3 million, so we have a variance of $1 million. So we're about $1 million below what we thought we'd be at this point in time when we did our budget.
Okay.
Does anybody have any questions?
I don't have any questions. Do you have any questions, Ms. Scott?
No, I don't.
Okay, I don't either.
Hello, this is Rafael Pereira.
Hey, Father Rafael. Thank you.
Yes, I'm sorry to be in a little bit late, but I had a client in the previous one, but I just want to let you know that I'm joining in, and again, I heard all the explanations of the financial statements.
Do you have any questions for Ms. White?
No, I don't.
Okay. Does that mean we have a quorum now?
We do.
Okay. All right, great. Thanks, Father Rafael. No, we don't have any questions, Ms. White. Thank you for that presentation, and thanks for enhancing the report just so it is easy to digest and understand. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right, well, with that, let me pull back up the agenda. And so we received, that's where we were on item number two, we received the report. And so now item three is, we'll vote to receive that report. So I'll entertain a motion to accept the report from Karen White. Either Father Rafael or Ms. Scott can make the motion, and then we'll have a second.
I make the motion.
Okay.
I second.
All right. Thank you so much. We have a motion by Father Rafael, second by Ms. Scott. All in favor, say aye.
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 And any opposed? Okay. So we've accepted that report. Item number three is to discuss and approve recommendations to the Southern Nevada Community Health Center Board on June 25th. So what I anticipate happening is, since I will most likely not be present at the meeting, my apologies. Perhaps either Father Rafael or Ms. Scott could just give a brief synopsis that we met today, that we received the report, and that we recommend, then we can, if Ms. White is there, we can do a brief synopsis of it, see if there are any questions for the board, and then we'll recommend to the board to accept this financial report. Is that correct, Ms. Bradley?
Yes, but before we go there, can we adopt the, go back
to... Oh, yes, let's adopt the minutes. So okay. We'll go back to item number one, approve the Finance and Audit Committee meeting minutes of May 26, 2020. I'll entertain a motion to adopt these minutes in a second, please. Would you like to make that motion, Ms. Scott, to accept the minutes of the last meeting?
I make a motion that we do accept the... minutes from those.
Okay, thank you.
And I second.
Okay, thank you. So we have a motion by Ms. Scott and a second by Father Raphael. All in favor say aye.
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 And that passes. So.
Mr. Chair, we also need to adopt the agenda.
The agenda.
Which is item number three.
Yeah, so I'm sorry, we're kind of doing this in a weird order, but that's okay. It makes it more exciting. The last thing we need to do before we talk about the recommendations or finalize the recommendations to the board, full board meeting on the 25th, is to adopt the agenda for the meeting that we're holding today. And once again, I'll gladly accept a motion and a second.
I move that we adopt the agenda for today.
Thank you.
Second.
And we have a second. So I have a motion by Ms. Scott and a second by Father Raphael. All in favor of adopting the agenda, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And that passes unanimously. So, ironically, we just adopted the agenda that we pretty much already went through. So, how about that? good times. So, back to item number three on section five is discuss approved recommendations. So, did I summarize that pretty accurately of what to expect, Ms. Bradley?
Yes, you did.
Okay. And that does not require an action. That's just our expectation of what we will do on the 25th. And in my absence, are either of you comfortable to just share a brief synopsis that we met, we had a quorum, we received the report, and we would like to recommend the acceptance of that report to the full board? Would you be willing to do that, either Ms. Scott or Father Raphael, on Thursday?
That's a Thursday's meeting?
Yes, ma'am. So this Thursday at 2:00 is the full board meeting, and at that meeting, a member of the finance committee needs to make a recommendation mm-hmm. to the board to accept the finance report that we received. But unfortunately, I will not be present at that meeting, so I was just hoping that one of you two would be willing to do that in my absence.
Okay, I'll be able to do that.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
So we need a motion to approve that to make that recommendation.
Okay, so I'll make the motion that we make a recommendation to the full board on the 25th to accept the finance report that we received during this meeting today. And I'll if someone's willing to second my motion, that would be great.
I second.
All right, thank you. So Scott Black made the motion, Father Raphael made the second. Mm-hmm. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye, and that passes unanimously. Thank you so much for that. Did we cover it all, Ms. Bradley?
We did, thank you.
Okay, perfect. We'll go on to the next item on the agenda, which is the second public comment. Are there any individuals that would like to speak during this public comment, Andrea?
We do not have anyone.
All right, we will close the public comment, and I thank you both so much for joining us today and for the staff for mm-hmm. preparing this meeting and for Alfred and his team for doing a great job with the FQHC, with the Community Health Center, and we'll adjourn this meeting.
Thank you.
Right, thank you all.
Take care. Have a great day.
Thank you.
I was asking, do we have any opportunity to give some sort of access to telehealth from there to the clinic?
We won't be able to bill for it. We won't be able to bill for it under the FQHC.
Oh, really?
Yeah, right. So the emergency scopes only allow us to be able to bill at those sites. Once they fall out of scope, we won't be able to build there. We can keep the services there, of course.